Blog Talk Radio.
You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Ridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze. Look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Rhonda. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at in the time zone chart, and when you're listening to this broadcast, this is Rhonda Harrison with the Searcher's Roadmap, and today we have Jean Slater, which is an amazing author of Hiring the Heavens, but she's doing a lot of new work with higher guidance life coaching, where she's teaching people what their passion really is, helping them really get focused in on that and directed by that, and she's got a certification program now, and she's got it up on her website. You may know her from her book, Hiring the Heavens, or from her work with dowsing that she does. But you may not realize that she's been working with clients for over 20 years, helping them make incredible breakthroughs using a whole different set of techniques. And people ask her all the time why they make such dramatic shifts in such a short time. But the truth is, it's nothing to do with her advice. They are actually coached by their own higher guidance, and she's just the facilitator of these messages. And with that, I'm going to bring her in so she can describe to us this new life coaching process she's doing. It's amazing, and she is an amazing reader. She can hone in on, you know, whatever seems to be the thing that you need to hear from your team of angels that you've hired, or how to hire that team of angels. And you can find a piece of her work, the first three chapters of Hiring the Heavens, on her website at www.JeanSlater.com. And hello, Jean. It's so nice to have you back on the show.
Hi, Rhonda. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you for that introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, higher guidance life coaching is something I'm hoping, you know, to really get the word out in a big way, because it's so unique and it's so different, and I feel like it's so needed. My belief is that our connection to higher guidance, to the truth of who we really are, is our greatest untapped resource. And I really mean that. You know, when we're having trouble in our lives, and I don't care what the subject matter is, if it's relationships, finances, health, fun and recreation, it doesn't matter what the subject matter is, typically we try to resolve it with something logical, something in a book, some kind of program that tells us exactly how we need to do something. And you know, like, most of those are cookie cutter ideas, and they've got a one size fits all approach. And they say, if you want to be happy, here's the way you get there. Or if you want to have a great relationship, here's what you do. And although they've got wonderful information, the problem is that it may not be relevant to you. And I certainly saw that when I was starting out years ago as a natural health practitioner. And I bet you can verify this for me, Rhonda, with everything that you've been through with health issues. Then what the problem is that you could have 100 clients come in, all giving you the same profile. The profile is, let's just say they're having stomach pains and nausea and, you know, aches and pains in the body. So all 100 people, I will guarantee, have a different cause.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that makes natural health practitioners so interesting, is because they really do look at what the cause is. Now, when you go to allopathic medicine, the typical approach is, well, what can we do to suppress that symptom, right? You've got a pain in your stomach? Well, let's try Tums or let's try or Prilosec or something like that, right? And the idea is, if we get rid of the symptom, then you're healed. Then you're okay. Which we know that's not true. I mean, it's just, it makes sense, you know. We don't even have to go into that. So here's the thing. It's obvious to see that with health, but so it is with life. So it is with life. As we're experiencing some kind of pain in our relationships, some kind of pain in business, in our finances, or something like that, we're experiencing a pain. You can have 100 people coming in displaying all the same symptom profile, and yet they will have, and I guarantee it, 100 different reasons why. Everybody's unique. Everybody is different. What has led you to this moment in time is every experience you've ever had, not only in this life, but in past lives. Every emotion you've ever felt, every belief you've ever taken on, all of it has led you to this moment in time. And there is no one, no life coach out there, no doctor, no guru, who is privy to that information. Only your higher guidance knows that. And so the problem is that we end up ignoring the one part of us that can tell us what's going on, the only part of us that really knows, and instead we look for a cookie-cutter approach that says, oh, we'll do this, and it's pretty much the same as a allopathic model. Let's get rid of the symptom, and then you're okay.
Or they give you a medication that covers up the symptom, and you think it's gone.
Yeah.
Until you run out of the medication, and then you find out that it's six times worse feeling than it was before, you know, because it didn't get to the root of it. It just took away a symptom of it. You know, they work more on symptomology rather than the whole person like you and I do, where we're looking at their physical, their spiritual, their emotional, you know, their mental breaking up, you know, that type of thing, where you find these strange little quirks that are the thing that makes them, you know, go on that fight or flight, you know, episode, or into that panic, or not believing in themselves, is because they hear that old voice of a parent or some type of tutor or something like that, and, you know, they just aren't able to get past it.
Right. And here's the thing is, I will freely admit, absolutely admit, there's no way that I would know what's right for somebody else. And I often tell my clients, you do not want my advice. It's not relevant. It's not relevant. It's not important. I might have the best advice in the world, but is it going to be right for that client? How would I know? I have no idea. The only way that I'm able to coach with effectiveness is that I tap into their higher guidance, my client's higher guidance, and let their higher guidance be the coach, because it's the only part of them that knows what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, kind of like, you know, I really mean it. I am no guru. I have no idea what's right for somebody else. Oftentimes people will call me and they'll, you know, just off the cuff, it could be a friend. It could be a friend of a friend that says, hey, you know, what should I do about this or that? And I will say, I have no idea, because I don't. The only part that knows is higher guidance. And yet that's the part of us that we end up ignoring.
Yeah. Because we're told not to listen to our gut, you know, or your head's giving you bad ideas, or that isn't logical, you know.
Right.
And really, it's more logical to listen to your gut, because that's where our higher power put our reactionary part in, you know, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't do this if I'm feeling like this, you know, instead of taking the attitude of, well, pull yourself up by the bootstraps and just move through it, or just get over it, you know.
Right.
You know, it's finding that solution through people like you and I, by us guiding them, not because we're telling them, well, this is what I'm hearing or this is what I see. I mean, you do see things and you do hear things, but only they can resonate with it or not resonate with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, so that is so different than this type of approach is so different than every other life coaching course that I've seen out there, because most typical life coaching is based on the idea that you know what the answer is. And so what they try to do is either draw out the information from you by asking you questions, and these questions are almost like cookie cutter type of questions that all assume this is what is, you know, the recipe for happiness. And so the questions are geared in that way in order to draw out the answers from you, or it's based upon the idea that you have your own life experience and advice that you can share with others. And I'm telling you that neither one of them are appropriate. Neither one are appropriate, because I'm coming from the place that if you really did know your answers, you wouldn't be calling a life coach in the first place.
Exactly.
The problem is that you don't know, and all of the reading of books and talking to people that you've done has not gotten you to the information that you need, and you're left wondering, you know, what's the right action for me to be taking here? What is it that, you know, I need to have some clarity. I need to have some direction and sense of purpose in all of this. And we know this at a deep soul level. And we know that somehow that our mind is trapped in a conditioned thinking and programmed thinking, and it's going round and round like a hamster wheel. And we can't seem to get out of it. Well, that's the problem with typical coaching. If you're asking the person to tell you what the answer is for themselves, they probably can't, because they're stuck in that hamster wheel. We need to get outside the head, outside the mind, and go to the one source that knows, and that is our higher guidance. Now, your higher guidance is the term. Let me kind of clarify what I mean by higher guidance. Higher guidance is that catch-all term that I use to connect with that divine thread that goes from our soul to our high self, to our angels, to our guides, to God, to a source, whatever terms are comfortable for you, but it is that part of us that is divine. And it is the part of us that is immortal. It is the part of us that has lived lifetime after lifetime and is here to gain the wisdom through experience. That's the part of us that I refer to as our higher guidance. And the reason we need to connect with that part of us is because that is immortal. It's, you know, we might be in a body that is 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, 70 years old. That might be the age of this physical body. But let me tell you, your soul is ancient.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been, you know, it has so much wisdom to impart to you, and it knows exactly what it's doing, and it knows exactly what the idea was and the plan was for this lifetime. Have you ever read Journey of Souls by Michael Newton?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, fascinating story, fascinating story. Mm-hmm. So for the listeners, I'll just kind of recap what that, or tell you what that book is about. He's a hypnotherapist, and he started out doing hypnotherapy to deal with people's pains and aches, and found out that sometimes they originated in a past life, and that fascinated him. So then he began to do hypnotherapy to reach a past life. But surprisingly, what he discovered in the process of doing that is that he could also uncover information about what the soul is doing in between incarnations. And that is just absolutely fascinating. It's like, where do we go once we leave this physical body? And what do we do? And how soon do we come back? And why do we come back? That's what's covered in this book, and I found it absolutely fascinating. And it was confirmation of what my own higher guidance had told me happens. One of the things that's important to note here is before we incarnate, we actually choose a path, a purpose, and something that we're wanting to know more of, something that we're wanting to experience more of, something that we're wanting to know the truth of. We actually incarnate on purpose to discover that. And we set up our life's plan almost like a play in a movie so that we can experience that particular thought form. And I feel like it's one of the most important things that you can get in touch with is knowing what it is your soul came here, what its primary core thought form was. That of this lifetime. I mean, wouldn't that be valuable to know?
Yes, very valuable. I'm going to stop you for just a second and put in this little verbiage. Anyone that wants to call in, call 1-347-838-9142 and press 1 once, and I'll be able to see you in the back. And I see callers in the back with a 541 area code. We'll be with you in just a few minutes. So, Jean, you know, I think it is important that we know what our purpose is or our passion is and why we get guided to it and why it takes so many. I mean, like for me, I've been sick a lot in the last 30 years, and I feel like I reincarnate in this body but don't ever really get all the way into the casket and come back. I come back in that death moment or that times where I've gotten really close to dying, and then I come back and it's like everything changes, even the way I look at times. I mean, I've had people not even recognizing me, and they can be standing right next to me and not know that it's me. And it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, for me it's like, how am I doing that? But other people are like, you're just moving up and not going all the way to death. You're just moving up and reincarnating yourself and going to a whole nother level each time. You know, people that watch me, and it's like, you know, it's very interesting how spirit works. You know, sometimes, you know, the body's will isn't as healthy as it needs to be, but the spirit really wants to be here. So you don't always, I mean, I've had near-death experiences and been on the other side, but it's like I always get shot back here, you know.
not done yet.
Yeah, you know, or it'll be one more health problem or one more surgery, and it's like, what's that about? But a lot of it for me is it helps me understand someone who's in severe pain or, you know, is having a real hard time with their health and how frustrated and depressing it can be if you don't look at that it's an opportunity to grow.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, and this is really important to note, is that we're a marriage of our soul and our spirit consciousness with the nature program of this dimension. So what I mean by that is that there is a nature program, kind of like, think of it like a video game. Depending on which video game you pick up, there's different rules that you have to abide by for that particular game. And when you first purchase that video game, you have to understand what are the rules of that particular game that was created by the programmer. You don't get to go in and make up your own rules. Instead, you abide by the rules that are in that game and try to solve it to the best of your ability. And guess what? You think that's fun. It's entertaining. It's fun. And in this video game, you might get blown up a couple times. But, you know, fortunately, you get to come back, reincarnate yourself, and play the game again. And your goal is to figure the game out so that by the time, you know, you've had it and played it many, many times, you've pretty much got it down. In the same way, we have a nature program that's running here in this dimension. And this nature program includes the fact that there's a human body that you're going to get. And so when we come into this nature program here, we have to abide by those rules. And part of the nature program says if you have a human body, you're going to have to feed it. You're going to have to take care of it. You're going to have to exercise it. You're going to have to, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that you're going to need to do with this physical body in order to take care of it. And those are the rules.
Yeah.
And so part of what we're doing here is learning to navigate this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And learning to understand it really well. Some of us come in and we're kind of newbies. It's like, okay, it's like we get a car for the first time. This is our vehicle that we're in. And we go, okay, where's the brake? And I do what at a gas station? What do I do? And we're just not quite sure how to navigate with this body and take care of it. And others of us come in and go, okay, I got this. I know all about it. I know just what to do. I've done this so many times. I've got this. You know, so what... It's entertaining to us, to our soul, to experience this and see how well we can navigate and how well we can, through this physical body, fulfill our purpose, fulfill our intention for this lifetime, and what it is that we're wanting to experience. And we do find it entertaining. Why else would we be doing it for eons of time? We really do find it entertaining.
Yeah. We do it over and over again. Or we go, wow, I wonder how it would be if I looked at it this way, or if I tried to experience in this, you know, like this like-mindedness or whatever, you know. It's kind of interesting how, you know, or how spirit puts certain people in our lives and we're going, now how did that happen?
Right.
You know, or where did this major shift happen? That, like with me being a radio show host, that was the last thing I was thinking of 4 years ago when my dad was dying. It was like, no, there's no way. I don't want anybody to hear my voice on the radio, you know, or even the idea of it had never even gotten in my head until first time I was interviewed by a lady out of the Netherlands, and then I got a call from the CEO of this company for Renford Network, you know, and it changed, and it was like, how did that come about, you know?
Right.
And why did it come about? Because, you know, it wasn't something that I had planned on, you know, or even looked into.
Right.
And so, you know, it's just kind of interesting how, and that's about the time, I guess, I read your book. And because I read your book before my dad passed, and you know, and hiring these angels and having them, you know, guide me by meeting different people or going to get a different book or having some type of connection with something in nature or something, you know, it was like, wow, you know, there really is a means to this craziness, you know, and it doesn't have to be crazy. It can be, you know, as adventureful as you want or as painful as you want, depending on if, like I say, ride the wave, don't resist it, or you're going to go under, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things where it's really, and life in itself is mystical, you know. We start from two little small, you know, molecules, you know, and make into this human being that shows up in 9 months, and then they grow. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, wow, you know, it's so different than the way it used to be, you know, or when there wasn't as much science and internet, I guess.
Yeah, but there is a mystery. There's a mystery to life that in my experience in doing Higher Guidance Life Coaching, this is the beauty of it. We can retain that mystery and be in the joy and anticipation of the adventure of it. And yet, in every given moment, our higher guidance can give us information that is entirely relevant to what we are experiencing at that time and can help us to get move through it with greater ease and grace.
Mm-hmm. And that's so very true, you know, and that's what I love about it. And now that we're connected by internet, phones, and, you know, I was watching the thing on Tesla the other day, and he had foreseen that we would be able to communicate with people all around the world with this little pocket device that would fit in the breast pocket of a suit, you know, in his day. And it hadn't even gotten close to internet or cell phones or any of that yet. They were still looking at developing electricity, you know, and
right.
It was like, you know, and it's so true. And, I mean, it's nothing now to go on Skype and talk to someone in India or for me to have radio show guests that are from Peru or from India or from New Zealand or wherever, you know,
but,
and we can all connect and come together.
Right. But, Rhonda, how much do you think was that information that Tesla had, how much of that do you think came from his own intellect, or was he inspired by that something beyond?
I think he was inspired. I mean, I really think he was very gifted and very knowledgeable and being, and was very psychic, you know.
Exactly.
I mean,
so that's what I'm saying. That's our greatest untapped resource. If we could tap into that, instead of working in a very limited box of intellectual knowledge, we can move way beyond that. And there's, we know this. We know this. On a deep level, we know this is where our power is. And this is where, you know, how can you put a finger on inspiration? Is inspiration in a book? Inspiration comes from someplace else.
Exactly. And how open you are to it.
And we have so much to tell ourselves. Oh, my gosh, if we would just ask.
Exactly. I was always told there's no dumb question. The dumbness comes in not asking the question or the, you know, not knowing, because you'll get the answer if you ask the question. You know, are you ready to get the answer, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's one of the things I absolutely love about doing Higher Guidance Life Coaching is that it's such a high, and it's not coming from me, so it doesn't drain my energy. Instead, I'm waiting in excited anticipation just as much as the client is, because I can't wait to find out what their higher guidance has to say. And it's a discovery that I get to experience just as much as the client does. And frankly, I am blown away at the information that comes forth, absolutely blown away. I'll tell you a quick story of what happened with a particular client of mine. And this is a client that I've been working with for 7 years now. And he owns his own business and does very well. One, and he credits so much of that to the advice he's gotten from his own higher guidance. But it's all about the experience. So one day his employees came to him and said, "Oh, we're in deep trouble. Our largest subscriber is not getting the money or not bringing in the revenue, and they're probably going to drop out or cut back on their services. What are we going to do? We're in big trouble." So he called an emergency Higher Guidance Life Coaching session and said, "Well, how do I need to proceed with this?" Now, normal business logic would tell you you've got to somehow work with that subscriber and to get bring up their numbers, bring up their revenue, come up with some kind of plan in some way to keep them on board. Otherwise, you stand to lose a lot of money. And his higher guidance, though, said something so surprising. His higher guidance said, "Do nothing." And like, what? How can I do nothing? And then his higher guidance proceeded to say, "We are going to show you in a way that you will have no doubt just how possible it is to create through the power of intention.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did is they said, or his higher guidance said, do nothing but go in and meditate. And in your meditation, visualize and do this every day for a week, for just mm-hmm. a half an hour. In your visualization, picture that all of a sudden revenues are tripling, going way beyond what the numbers were, you know, far better than what was anticipated. And the purpose of this is to show you how it is possible to create
mm-hmm.
without ever doing anything here on the physical level. And so he took a deep breath because this is a large company. And he's
mm-hmm.
in charge, and he's supposed to put his faith in this. But that was part of the experience. He did it. He meditated every single day for a week, for about 30 minutes, creating that visualization. At the end of the week, those same employees were coming in saying, we don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the numbers are coming in. They're triple what we expected.
Yeah.
And he just smiled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's all about our experience here
mm-hmm.
and what his soul wanted to know. Now, if I were to work with another client, and if it were the same situation, I'll guarantee it would be another recommendation by the higher guidance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Are you ready to start taking callers?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to bring in our first caller from the 541 area code. Hello, this is Rhonda and Jean. Who am I speaking with?
This is Stan. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, Stan.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Good. Wow, it's just the first time I've called into your show. Wow. I'm really enjoying your guest. I'm sorry, what is your name?
Jean Slater.
Jean Slater, awesome. Okay. Yeah, you're really talking language that I understand. I've been well connected to my guidance and following it in some crazy places. But you know, it's periodically I like to call in and get another additional perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, wow. I don't want to make a concise question. Let's just go with the relationship thing. I'm in this relationship, been going on 3 years. We have a 19-month-old child as a result of that. And, we do well. It just so quite frequently, it's almost chronic that I feel that her vibration and mine are like worlds apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can understand that. There is a little bit of age difference, but I've continued to follow my guidance, which means keep it together for now. Now's not the time to do something. But I do get challenged quite often and wondered if you can access anything that just would be helpful for me right now in addition to what I'm already getting.
Absolutely, Stan. Great question. And what you're asking, actually, I mean, I'm so glad that you called in because this is a great opportunity for me to explain that you have the soul's treasure map. You have a soul's treasure map, and that's what I'm going to work off of. And this map is unlike a typical map that's linear, that has a starting point, start here, and X marks the spot and shows you kind of some possible trails to get to the end. It's not like that. Your own soul's treasure map is more like a perfectly smooth, round ball, a sphere. And where's the starting point on a sphere? There isn't one. Where's the ending point on a sphere?
It's infinity, baby.
You know, so you can't find a starting point and you can't find an ending point, but at any given moment in time, you can point a finger to where you are. And that is what we're going to do. What the Soul's Treasure Map does is help us to identify where we are in any given moment. And the purpose is so that we can understand more of what it is we're attempting to experience. Because our journey is all about the experience. And the more that we can get out of that experience, it's kind of like if you go into to watch a movie and you missed half of it because you were sleeping, maybe you want to go in and watch the movie again and try to get, and then you realize I still miss quite a bit of that movie. You'll want to keep revisiting the movie until, especially if it's something you're quite interested in, you'll want to keep revisiting that movie so that you can really understand it and get the most out of it. And once you finally feel like, I've seen that movie 15 times, I know every nuance of that movie, maybe then you're ready to move on. And life is like that. In every situation, there's something we're trying to get from that experience. And we're not going to move on until we have. And so the more that you can understand what it is you're trying to get from that experience and embrace that, then the sooner you'll either be ready to, you know, well, you'll just be ready to take the next step, whatever that is. So let me tell you where you are on the Soul's Treasure Map and what it is that you would like to know so that you can get more out of this experience.
Okay.
So let me just tune in here for a moment. And so, Stan, what I'm picking up is that there's actually a subconscious belief that you're holding on to that is perpetuating a situation that that until you uncover that, you're going to be stuck repeating over and over the same thing. You know how they say that if you want to know what your subconscious is thinking, look at your life because it's going to be an outpicturing of it.
Okay.
So do you have methods to work with subconscious beliefs?
I'm not sure if I can say yes to that because of the words that you're using, the terms that you're using.
Okay, because that's actually a modality that I teach in my program, but let me just tell you what it is that is a belief that's locked in your subconscious. And
okay.
Your subconscious, let me put it this way, your subconscious isn't a logical consciousness. You know, like with our conscious mind, we could look at something and we say, well, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
But your subconscious doesn't reason like that. Your conscious,
right.
Your subconscious records. Records experiences, records the emotion that you had with it, records the decisions that you made. It simply records. Whether they make sense or not does not matter. So let me at least tell you what's going on in your subconscious that may be holding you in a particular pattern in your relationship.
Okay.
So let me see. Let me get this here. And it has to do with an emotion. Just give me a moment here, and I'll find out what it is. I find this so interesting because I never know what's going to show up, and it's a discovery session, and it just right along aside with you, I get to hear what your higher guidance says is going on. So,
okay.
So here's what I'm hearing. and seeing from what your higher guidance is saying that on the subconscious level, there's some sort of theme about being, these words are going to be rather strong here, but being consumed in a relationship where you lose your identity of who you are. And this is coming from, and this might be coming from you or it might be coming from her, either way, but there's some kind of resistance and fight that says I need to maintain my own separateness. I need to maintain a sense of identity. The fear is if I don't put up this fight, that I will be absolutely consumed and lose every, and I'll be destroyed. And those are the strong words that I'm hearing. It's a sense of just feeling utterly destroyed or annihilated or lost. So I don't know what that means to you, but this is what is being, there's something in your subconscious that is operating out of that fear.
Okay. Well, I on a conscious level, I can identify with that. I wasn't aware that there's this deep-seated fear thing. Well, I mean, what's to be done with that? Does that mean that? What does that mean? Fear.
So I know how I would work with it in my business. But here's the thing: you said you're very connected to your own higher guidance. Ask your higher guidance what you need to do with this, because here's the thing: stuff gets recorded in the subconscious mind that really is superfluous, that is unnecessary. And if it comes up by your higher guidance, it means that there's really, this got put in there and it doesn't need to be there. Let's get rid of it.
Okay. So, that's helpful. Are you still there?
Yeah, you know, there, your soul had a plan in mind and something that it wanted to know the truth of in this experience. But what happens is that because we have free will, because there is a great deal that is unknown, we have free will and there is fate. Both exist simultaneously. And because of that, stuff happens that wasn't part of the plan and ends up getting in the way and being kind of superfluous. Never meant to get put in, you know, your subconscious never needed to be there. And your higher guidance has said either that it there's no need for it or the need for it has expired. We no longer need it. It was important at one time, and now it's no longer important, and it's time for it to leave. When higher guidance brings this up, it's because it's time for it to go. So
right.
That's the good news, is it's time to clear that out of your subconscious.
Right. Wow. That was good.
All right. Well, thank you, Stan. And, you know, I would love it if you let either Rhonda or myself know what you find out to do with that.
Yeah. I would love to get back to you on that. I really wouldn't mind. I've been without anyone to talk to anything about, except my, you know, my guidance. And it's nice to have some on planet Earth human discussion.
Exactly. I totally get it.
Okay, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome, okay. Stan. And if callers want to reach me, they can reach me at www.searchersroadmap@gmail.com. You can leave questions, comments about shows or anything like that. And Jean has an email on her website at www.jeanslater.com. And we have another caller. Jean, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, this is Rhonda and Jean. Who are we speaking with?
Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could give me a reading.
And, well, what's the question?
Could you, I wasn't expecting to get through, I'm sorry. Could you give me a relationship reading?
Okay, but can you tell me, give me some more information about what you're asking? I mean, because there's lots of, everything's relationship.
Okay.
We have relationships with everything, so you're going to have to be more specific.
Okay, well, things have been rocky in my relationship lately, and it's like it looks like we're heading for a breakup, but I don't know how things are going, so.
All right. How long have you guys been together?
3 years.
Okay, and, all right, well, let me just see if I can tune in and give you some information that would be helpful. Now, here's the thing is that unlike, if you were listening in at the beginning, I have no advice of my own and you don't want it anyway. It's not relevant. And there's no cookie cutter approach about that says you should stay with somebody, you shouldn't stay with somebody. Here's what a healthy relationship looks like. Here's what an unhealthy relationship. I mean, I have no idea. What I do know is that there's something your soul wishes to know. And that's what we're going to get in touch with. Okay, so for you, we're going to... there's two parts, two main categories of your soul's treasure map. It's like the yin and the yang symbol. So one half of it is about knowing who you are, and that's more like that yin energy, going within and really knowing your light, knowing your soul, knowing who you are and the gifts that you have. It's like knowing the light of your spirit. And the second half of the soul's treasure map is about how do you express that? How do you give that to the world? That's that outward energy or yawn energy. For you, where you are at this particular time is discovering more and more about who you really are. And in particular, which is again that yin aspect, in particular, it's about accepting and claiming your light. Now, that sounds kind of new agey, I know, and please forgive me there, but I don't have other words for it. Your light is the kind of the light that you shine, then that's your essence of your soul, and we each have a light. Each of us is a light, and that is that immortal aspect of who we are. And we go through life trying to get ourselves to conform to whatever society says we should be like and think about ourselves. And we take different personality tests to find out, you know, what are our talents in this and that. Well, in the same way your soul has, it's like I refer to it as your soul's resume. Your soul has particular gifts, talents, abilities, and a certain aspect of light that it shines. And what I'm hearing from your higher guidance is you really don't know what that is. And part of what you're going through in your relationship, it will actually help you to discover that. So as you go through what may be some really tough times in your relationship, be looking for how it is that you shine. And I hope that makes sense to you. So an example might be, just use this as an example, and again, I have no idea if this will fit at all with you because everybody is so unique, but I so admired a friend of mine who went through a divorce. I've never seen anyone go through a divorce like she did. She completely retained love for this person, and everything she did, everything that she said, was out of complete respect for this person, as if this person was her very best friend. And knowing that this person was her very best friend, and knowing that staying in this relationship was hurting him, she gracefully moved out of the relationship. And those two remained friends in such a way that I have never seen. In fact, throughout the whole time, there was never this bitterness. There was never arguments. There were never, it was always done with love and respect and friendship. It blew me away. And what I saw in that was her light and her capacity to love with complete openness, to love someone without trying to manipulate them and make them feel her pain or make them feel her resentment, any of that stuff, no game playing. She was able to move through that simply with friendship and love. And so that's what I'm talking about, is through this process, you're going to come to know something about the brilliance of your light. Be looking for it. Does that make sense?
I'll come back to this and listen to it again in a few weeks and see if it fits.
I know. Sometimes when we're so wrapped up in our emotions, it's hard to see through all that. But that's what your guidance is saying, to kind of clear away all the fog and smog and move it aside and see if you can find that clarity.
Okay.
All right, Heather. Thank you.
Thank you.
And to the listeners, I'll let you know that you can download this and put it in the archives, the show, and any of the shows that Jean's done with me over almost a year and a half now. She was my first author that I interviewed on my Roadmap for Seekers, and all you have to do when you come back into blogtalkradio.com/Renford is put in the search box Jean Slater or Searcher's Roadmap or Roadmap for Seekers, and it'll bring up all the different shows. I suggest putting in Jean Slater, and then bring in the different shows that Jean's had on Blog Talk with me, and it will show you how to get to those and how to download them, and they can be your private, MP3s so that you can go back and re-listen to it. Because I, like a lot of people, sometimes are so in the moment that I don't realize what was said, or I may have missed something or something like that. And I even go back and listen to my own shows, and I'm amazed at what's being said and how I'm starting to apply it in my life, or how it's made a difference in my life. And by journaling, you know, it makes a difference that I'm, you know, I do that a lot. But you can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com or on Facebook, it's Rhonda Harrison. And you can reach Jean at www.jeanslater.com. And she does have different free e-books and different things to look at, and the treasure map idea and how that works, and the different work she does and how to contact her. And, then you have more time to back it up and replay it and, you know, do what you need to do to look at the situation. And, you know, Jean, you always give such honest information in regards to, you know, this may fit, this may not fit, maybe some of it does, some of it doesn't, you know. And I think, you know, that's where we're at in this time and place of this age, of really having to look at, you know, what fits now, what fits maybe in 30 days from now. You know, it could really change, you know, and that's why I like that these are archived and can be found on iTunes and on Blog Talk Radio, so that the listeners can re-listen to them, no matter if it's a week from now or 20 years from now. You know, the information's going to come to you in a different way, depending on where you're at in your walk. And, you know, and you're really good with that, Gene, and with your, you know, information with hiring the heavens and how to really connect with your higher guidance, you know, and you know, and you're very easy to get a hold of and great to work with. I've worked with you as well as talked to you on the radio. And, you know, for the listeners, you know, if you really want to find an empathetic, compassionate, honest, you know, person who can help you find your higher guidance and how to listen to it, Gene is amazing. And I would highly suggest it, you know, because you can get stuck in your own head with those negative beliefs or negative thought patterns in your subconscious. And, you know, and you have to kind of like do it like a computer. When it doesn't fit anymore, run it through the delete cycle. And once it's deleted, it's gone, you know,
yeah.
In the computer world. So, you know, and that's what I used to have to do with myself, was do affirmations and say, I already deleted you. You need to get out of my head, you know,
right.
Like a recording or something
right.
Like that, you know. I mean, it used to be, it was the cassette player, and you rewind it and delete it and then put information over it, and then you can't hear that information again. You know, and with computers now, it's like, you just have to hit delete, and it's gone. You know, and then you go, oh, my gosh, what did I just do?
Yeah, and we should tell the listeners, too, that right now is the time, if by any chance there is someone listening that feels like, you know, says to themselves, I'd like to be able to do higher guidance life coaching. My next course is starting up in January, but the deadline for signing up is the 14th of this month, so just another week and a little over a week away is the deadline. And you have on the on your site the link to get information about the Higher Guidance Life Coaching course, plus two free guests. There's a free ebook on Simple Ways to Sense Your Intuition. And then a video series that talks all about your soul's treasure map. So all they have to do is click on that link, get those free gifts, and then they'll learn more about the Higher Guidance Life Coaching course that's coming up. And again, the deadline for signing up is Monday the 14th.
Thank you so very much, Jean. And we're already at the end of the hour almost. And, you know, I just really want to let you know that I appreciate you doing these sessions on the radio every few months, because I think it's really good that people can have, you know, some knowledge and some comfortability with whoever it is that's on the show, you know, and that they can find out, you know, more information as they follow the shows. You know, if you press follow on the link, if you're on the internet, you know, it'll bring up each time the shows come up and who the guests are. And I try to have those bands now so that people can plan their time around it or look in the archives and they can get an email, you know, notification of a show that's coming up that may interest them. You know, so there's a lot of ways to stay connected. Or you can Google search me and it brings up every show I've done, which I never thought I'd be that easy to find. And, or that I want it to be, but these shows go out to 192 countries around the world. You can reach them on iTunes and through Blog Talk Radio, and they are free download, and you can listen to them as many times as you need to. And, you know, so Gene, if you can just give them that last information in regards to your website and how to get the e-books again, just so that listeners can hear that again.
Yeah, all they have to do is go to GeneSlater.com, or I think that you also have the link on your site where they can just click on that and sign up to get the two free ebooks. On my site, they can go to the tab for certification programs and find out all about Higher Guidance Life Coaching.
Thank you so very much, Gene, and I hope you have a blessed holiday season and a good new year, and we'll have you back sometime after the new year when I have an opening.
Thank you, and happy new year and happy Christmas to you.
Thank you. Same to all my listeners. Hope you have a great holiday season, if no matter what way you look at your higher self. And, you know, you can always find me on the Searchers Roadmap and Roadmap for Seekers on Thursdays and Fridays. And starting the first of the year on January 1st will be my first time of doing the two shows back-to-back, so that ought to be interesting as to how I'm going to change my mindset from one person to the next. But, bear with me, you know, I'll get it down. But it'll be where you can just listen for 2 hours to both guests that I'll have for that week on one link. So thank you, everyone, for following and staying connected with the show and calling in. It, you know, makes it very interesting. And, you know, there may be 100 other people out there or 1,000 other people that have the same issue you do that it will click with, you know. So just be open to spirit, and thank you very much for being on the show today, Gene. And with that, we'll end the show today, and, you know, we'll just stay in touch.
All right.
Thanks, Gene.
Take care.
Bye-bye.